Kylie Fowler, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome.
500 A-grade games for Boston's in the Port Lincoln Netball Association. That is quite an achievement. How did you get involved to start with?
When I was 8 years old, I first started with Wayback Netball Club, and my uncle was a mad Boston football player, so I went across to play for Boston's because my uncle continually asked me to come across, and my mum used to play netball as well. So, just following her to training and just started playing and loving it.
And when you're talking about the love of netball, obviously it's hung around. Was there any time that you thought, oh, maybe it's time for me to consider hanging up the bib, as it were, or you just decided, I'm just going to keep on going?
Oh, lots of times you do question, especially as you get older, you doubt yourself of, your ability and just taking spots of other players. So, lots of times I did think, and I suppose at my age, because I'm 48, thinking, well, in a year after 35, you think, you just take it season by season because it depends on how your body holds up.
Speaking with Kylie Fowler, who played her 500th A-grade game last weekend for Boston's in the Port Lincoln Netball Association. And you were telling me before we came on air that it's an A-grade game. It's not necessarily an A1s game, but being A-grade, it's still the senior grade, and setting that example for the kids. Is that something that you take a lot of pride in?
Oh, I actually love to have other senior netballers inspire me. Sue Wobbiston played into her 40s, and Donna Charlton, she's another recipient of 500 games. So I had some other women to look up to, so they sort of inspired me to keep playing. And also the juniors coming through, like watching the young kids coming through and saying, come on, Chook, you got to play again. So when each time another younger girl comes through to play and encourage me to play, I wanted to be there to support them, like I had the support from other senior netballers.
And that opportunity to stay involved with the club and those kids, as you say, coming through, I'm guessing that has been the inspiration or the reason behind you sitting not just with the club as a player, but also on many of the subcommittees as well.
Just to give that involvement and try and offer the experience and pass on the knowledge of, mistakes that we may have made, or, learning experience you have when you stay involved for a long, long time. I'm really fortunate to have my daughters playing, so I got the opportunity to play with my daughter in A1 reserves, and on Saturday I also had my junior who plays in a junior comp, and the club really made a really special day of it and allowed my daughter to play. So I had my 13-year-old and my 25-year-old daughter play with me on the day. So having my daughters involved has probably kept me playing too, so that they continue to love it as well.
Now, I have to ask, was there any banter between you and your daughters after the game, or even during the game, or you're telling them to keep up, or maybe they're asking mum to keep up with them?
My eldest daughter was very encouraging and always inspired me. My younger daughter, she's always giving me a hard time and letting me know that she was, faster than me and I dropped balls, and giving me words of advice of things that I did wrong. Any
opportunity to drop her in it occasionally, or just remind her that she dropped that ball or threw that pass that didn't quite connect?
Did incredibly well. She really surprised us because she's only 13 years old. So, she did really, really well. So she shocked us on how well she did. So, that was really lovely to see.
Now, last Saturday we did say on air that you were part of the winning team last weekend. And what do you think the rest of the season holds in store for you? Obviously, because this week there's not going to be games. But do you think that there's a shot at a grand final appearance, I should say? Or is it more just about making sure that you enjoy the rest of the season ahead?
Yeah, just really basically enjoying the season with the girls that I've got. And we've got lots of juniors in our team, so hopefully they enjoy the experience of playing A1 reserves. And we've got a really even comp in the A1 reserves. So really everyone wins and loses to everyone, and we have a really respectful rivalry between all our teams. So, I don't really think it matters. It'll be the best team on the day this year if we get fortunate enough to be able to play, which I'm not taking for granted at this stage.
Well, that's very true, and we do hope that the issues do disappear quite quickly so you can get back on the court as quickly as possible. Kylie Fowler, 500 A-grade games for the Boston Netball Club. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you, and I want to thank the Port Lincoln Netball Association and the Boston Netball and Football Club and all my family and friends, and just the messages I received for making it such a memorable occasion. So I really thank everyone out there for their support.